are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And on this Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, it's brought to you by VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, and the May Adam Law Firm. And another busy morning here on People in Your Neighborhood. First up, I want to introduce Mariah Gross. Good morning, Mariah.
Good morning. Thank you for having us in your studio today.
Oh, it is a pleasure. You had a great event last night that we want to tell people about. Plus, there's a little bit extra to it, too.
Yes, there is. Last night, the Peer Youth Orchestra seniors performed, the graduating seniors, Markia Mitchell-Knaus, Sophia New, and Emily Mertes, and then the University of South Dakota's Rollins Piano Trio came all the way from Vermilion. They were so excited to get in their car and come to the Capital City area and perform in Fort Pierre. As you know, COVID has really limited us as far as getting to perform as artists, being in front of an audience, a live audience. I mean, there's wonderful resources like Zoom and Facebook Live, but nothing compares to the support that we get from a live audience in the community. The view was spectacular. You can't beat the view at Drifters Event Center.
Right.
And we played a very wonderful program for all of our listeners.
And it looked like the turnout was really, really good.
Yes, I think people were just excited to be together and observe art and listen to music. And like I said, the program that the Rollins Trio put together was phenomenal. Everything from Disney to make it really family friendly. There was such a diverse age group there, classical pieces, female composers, American composers. It was spectacular. And what a refreshing event to kind of motivate us to move forward after this, or, you know, as we continue to move forward dealing with everything going on with the pandemic.
Most definitely. And the Rollins Piano Trio is composed of Susan Keith Gray on piano. And we've got Sonia Krause on cello and Ioana Galou on violin. And they are here with us this morning. And ladies, how did this group come together?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us on. The Rollins Piano Trio is basically a staple of the music department at the University of South Dakota. And the organization exists no matter who's in it. And so if there's, it was founded back in 1987 with the current faculty members at that time. And as faculty members have retired or left, new faculty members have been hired into this group. And it's very exciting because it's part of our job to actually perform as a piano trio in addition to teaching.
And that's got to be a nice little bonus. I mean, it's fun teaching and working with the students, but being able to play too.
Yes, I know. We always struggle even with the jobs to find the time to practice and perform. But the fact that it's part of our requirement is just really an added bonus.
And which instrument do you play?
I play piano.
All right. So, and I'm sure you started at a very young age.
I did. I was 5.
My goodness, you started. See, my mom made me take piano lessons. I wanted to play the guitar. I had to take piano for, I think it was about 5 years. The sad thing is I didn't keep up on it.
Oh, dear.
I should have, because I can kind of tinker now, but it's not very good. You wouldn't want to hear me play.
Oh, I bet a little bit of it would come back pretty quickly.
If I sat down and, probably put my concentration and a little practice to it, it would come back. But, it was a lot of fun. It's just, at the time, being made to, it was not quite as fun at that time. But now I look back at it, I did have a good time.
Good.
And the group last night, you played some different selections. How did you choose what it was you were going to play for the event last night?
Well, we were very excited to plan this trip, especially since we have a long relationship with Professor Mariah Gross. We are incredibly impressed with her program here. It's phenomenal. And so we kept thinking how to make it even more attractive and complex. So we really try to make it, as she mentioned, family friendly. And when you, there is all a youth orchestra and parents and grandparents, we usually prefer to include female composers. And we want very much to play American music as well. Rollins Piano Trio has commissioned many works by American composers. They have CDs out. And that's how we were thinking, to honor American music and female composers and some classical composers as well.
Very nice. So it sounds like it was just a fun show for everybody, for you included. It must have been good, because it's probably been a little while since you've been able to be in front of a crowd to play.
Yes, indeed. And we had the opportunity to play in front of people, but with social distance, very reduced public. Mm-hmm. And I have to say that we started to play and the energy of the public made our energy go up. So it was a complete joy.
And you play the violin.
I do.
And did you start like around the same age?
No. I started late for Romania. I was about 8. And initially they said it was too late for me to begin violin. But my grandmama convinced them to take me. My grandmama had the idea.
I was going
to
say,
I would start.
Grandmas are good for things like that, to make sure things get done the way they should.
Yes.
So that is wonderful that she did that for you. And Sonia, you play the cello. When did you start playing?
Well, I started to play the cello when I was about 7.5. But I actually started on a homemade fiddle when I was 5 years old. So parents, for my 5th birthday, they made a fiddle, which is not just another word for violin. It's actually a viola da gamba with frets and with steel strings instead of gut strings. So it's
okay.
It kind of plays like a viola da gamba. It's also in between your legs like a cello. But that's what I started on. And then when I was 7.5, I wanted to play a real instrument. And then I chose cello.
Very nice. And the crowd last night, I hear, was very interactive and very much enjoyed what you gals were doing.
Yes, indeed. It was just a pleasure to just see the joy. And we heard so many comments of saying we really needed this tonight, or it was so heartwarming. And for us, we started with jazzicals by Ilian Rechtmann, which are very hard pieces, but very fun ones as well. And we immediately felt the reaction from the audience. And we were like, okay, now let's incorporate the audience into our performance and make a real connection. And it was just so great. And people came up to us afterwards. And the comments were, there were so many people with tears in their eyes. And it was so important. It was such an important event, and we were very happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, this is a great step, because so many people are starved to get out, to do things, to be around their friends and go to great events like this. So this is, it sounds like it was just a phenomenal time last night.
Yes, definitely. And we're really grateful that we were part of it. And just one of the comments was that they didn't know what they were missing until they went to the concert. So I think that's a very important aspect also for us to know, because sometimes you don't know what you're missing in life mm-hmm. until you experience it again. And then you have this just so much emotion that you can't really process it at the same time as you experience it. And I think that happened for us and for the audience yesterday.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because some folks have been doing things live stream, online, and yes, you can enjoy it, but it is so much different than being in person and being able to read the reaction, to enjoy seeing the artist right there. So I think this, you know, I can understand why people were so emotional. And the reason you gals are still around this morning is there are some workshops going on that they're going to be doing, right?
Yes, we are. The Rollins Trio will be working with students. We have, we're beginning at 9 a.m. and we're doing workshops, private lessons with students from elementary school, middle school, and high school, and some homeschooled students as well. We are going to head on over to Branding Iron Bistro after this and do a little impromptu performance and grab our coffee and get back to work with the youth here in the Pierre and Fort Pierre area.
Sounds great. So thank you all for, you know, for coming out. Mariah, for what you do for the youth here with the Peer Youth Orchestra. Mm-hmm. That's a great addition to the community. So keep up that work. It is well worth it.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. And thank you for your support as well as all of our sponsors and our continuing growing audience. We're very humbled by everyone's wonderful support. Thank you.
Absolutely. So we thank you again. Enjoy the workshops. I know the students will appreciate it, and I know you're going to have a good time with that as well. So there is the Rollins Piano Trio and Mariah Goss, as they had a great performance last night out at Drifters. And continue in any way you can support the Pierre Youth Orchestra. We'll continue with People in Your Neighborhood. We're going to talk Oahe Days coming up right here on KGFX.
VistaCare of Pierre has a demonstrated history of exemplary care for the last 24 years. VistaCare has services tailored to each individual and offers support and services to meet a wide range of needs while enhancing each individual's independence and maximizing their quality of life. For a work environment filled with opportunity and fulfillment, apply today at VistaCare.com. Full or part-time with benefits available. VistaCare continues to provide high-quality services to the residents of South Dakota, which they currently provide to the citizens of Wisconsin. VistaCare, vision and values. Apply today.
The Pierre VA Clinic is a community-based outpatient clinic located in the North Ridge Plaza. Pierre VA Clinic offers primary care, mental health, laboratory testing, and service referrals. If you're looking for excellent health care and dedicated caring providers and are a veteran, the Pierre VA Clinic is for you. Contact them at 605-945-1710 or myhealth.va.gov. There's no need to travel from Central South Dakota for routine care, yearly checkups, or testing. Contact the Pierre VA Clinic to enroll and to get more information.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
7:43 here on your Wednesday morning. Big Daddy Dave continuing along with People in Your Neighborhood. We want to thank our great sponsors. Again, they are so great being part of this. VistaCare, Pierre VA Clinic, and the May Adam Law Firm. And we're going to talk Oahe Days this morning. And joining us is one of the folks that is in charge of all the fun festivities that are coming up, Nicole Gordon. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, yeah, thank you for coming in. Oahe Days, it is happening this year, which is just fantastic.
I know. I'm excited. It was rough to have a year off, but we're back and bigger than ever, I think. So
it really does sound like it is coming up on the 18th and the 19th
Correct.
Of June.
Yep.
You were able to secure Parmalee again.
We were. They were nice enough to understand the pandemic, and they just advanced our contract with no penalties. So we're really, they've been great to work with thus far, so I'm excited to have them.
Yeah, I got the chance to talk to Matt, the lead singer. They're looking forward to coming out, so it's going to be a good time, and especially they've got that big song that,
I know,
you know, just the way it hit number one again.
Yep.
So
CMT nomination now too for it, so it's a fun song.
That
yeah
is, and they're going to be here Saturday night.
Yes.
And what else is happening as part of Oahe Days?
So you just heard from Mariah Gross, so she's going to kick off the event with Jim Zana. They're going to do a little duo, and then we'll have Camp Comfort out of Spearfish Rapid at 7:30, and then our headliner Friday night is Arch Allies. They're a very 80s hair band kind of cover band.
Okay.
So they'll be doing a lot of, you know, the Queen, AC/DC, Def Leppard type stuff. So
fun
it'll
stuff
be fun
too.
Stuff to sing along to.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, we have a lot of fun events also. There's a 5K, 10K that the YMCA is putting on. Then we'll have a fun magic show for the kids at 11. I was very excited for the next act at 1. We have a Native American dance and drum presentation. And then our headliner, like you said, for Saturday is Parmalee. And then we have a couple more bands in the evening. There'll be Sean Hess and the Country Skillet and the Foxgloves.
Very nice. So a lot of great entertainment both days. And there are some other fun events that are pretty much, you know, part of the whole weekend.
Right. We'll have the carnival. They're coming back. So we'll have rides and games. The beer garden will be going on. Lots of art and food vendors. So come down and get your turkey leg and your funnel cake and
yum, yum.
All of that stuff. We'll have bounce houses. There's going to be minnow races. I'm trying to remember everything. Rubber duck races, a dunk tank. Just a lot of fun stuff. And something for everyone.
Yeah, the whole family is going to enjoy this. And when do things open up on each day?
So Friday, we ask that the food and art vendors be open by 3, just to kind of kick things off. We know most people have to work till 5. So the music won't start till about 6 that night.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, the 5K, 10K is bright and early at 8 a.m. but the first act, the magic show's at 11.
Excellent. So Friday, you know, once you get out of work, gather up the family, come on down. And it's happening right at Steamboat Park.
Exactly. Yep.
So we want to encourage everybody to save these days because it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is.
And we're going to put our order in for some really, really good weather.
Absolutely. Please, everyone.
We'll definitely work on that. If people want to find out more about what's going on, how do they do that, Nicole?
They can go to our Facebook page. We try and keep people updated there, you know, begging for volunteers and thanking our sponsors and things like that. And then we have our website, which is www.oahidays.com. And that will have the full schedule. You can print it off if you want or just view it. And then you can also sign up to volunteer.
Yeah. And if they want to volunteer, they can do that through Facebook.
Yep. Or on our website. Well, we have a link on our Facebook too, but you know, you can sign up for just an hour to work the beer tent. It's fun, or a token booth. We need help with security. We actually need help with the bands, things like that. So we can put you to work if you want.
Yeah, whatever you can do, go on and enjoy and help out and make it just a fun event for everybody.
Yes, please.
All right. Well, thank you, Nicole, for you know, doing what you're doing to be able to get out and celebrate Oahe Days this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know everybody's looking forward to
it. Yes, thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you so much. Yep. There's Nicole Gordon, and I look forward to the great fun at Oahe Days June 18th and 19th at Steamboat Park. Remember, you can find out more on their Facebook page and the website as well. There is People in Your Neighborhood on this Wednesday. We'll do a quick Wet Nose Wednesday right after.